the region of southern Ukraine remains engulfed in intense combat. Reports from both sides suggest that intense combat is ongoing in southern Ukraine. The conflict involves the use of artillery, missile forces, and combat planes, although there have been minimal territorial changes. Pro-Russian officials in occupied Zaporizhia claim that the Russian Air Force has executed significant strikes on Ukrainian frontline positions. Vladimir Rogov, a member of the Russian-installed Zaporizhia Military Civilian Administration, stated that their aerospace forces launched a massive attack on Ukrainian military concentrations. According to Rogov, guided bombs were utilized near Orykhiv and Heliopol, towns situated in Ukraine's southern rear echelon. Renowned Russian military blogger, Wargonzo, reports that Ukrainian forces are continuing their offensive operations near Verbov to attempt a breakthrough of Russian lines. Their strategy aims to force the Russian armed forces to continuously shift tactical reserves along the contact line. This places additional pressure on the defending side, particularly when confronted with heavy enemy artillery fire. Wargonzo further mentions that Russian forces have targeted Ukrainian troops around Lobkov. Yevgeny Belitsky, the Russian-appointed acting head of the Zaporizhia Region Military Administration, acknowledged that the situation along the contact line remains tense. He stated that the enemy has suffered heavy losses and highlighted over 50 instances in the past 24 hours where Ukrainian settlements under occupation were subjected to artillery shelling. Belitsky also condemned a recent Ukrainian missile attack on the town of Trudov, occurring well behind Russian front lines, resulting in the loss of 5 lives and injuries to 7 others at a factory. The mayor of Melitpol, Ivan Fedorov, revealed that Russian reinforcements are being transported through the city from Crimea, while damaged equipment is being withdrawn via rail. Unofficial reports from the Telegram channel, RIA Melitopol, allege a significant increase in the transfer of military weaponry through Melitpol, including cannons, tanks, and armored personnel carriers from Crimea to the Zaporizhia direction. As tensions escalate and both sides continue to exchange fire, the situation remains highly volatile in southern Ukraine.